This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. And Alex, you know, you've actually managed to come up with at least one good idea every day so far for this week-long series, The Five Best Ideas in Television. I'm impressed. What's today?
Okay, a refinement of something we actually heard yesterday from an audience researcher, and she was talking about viewer loyalty. She said it would be smart for an advertiser to sustain a show that was canceled but had a real cult following. Keep it going online. Well, later, I was talking to an executive from this network.
NBC.
Right, NBC. And the NBC executive I was talking to was president of digital media. Her name is Beth Comstock. She was just promoted to president of integrated media. So now she oversees the marketing of both online and old TV.
We're sort of redoing the way we develop television.
This is a message for all of you TV networks. Lately, your sitcoms suck.
They suck!
And here's an example of Beth redoing old TV. It's a TV program called Nobody's Watching.
Rufus, I'm very upset with you. You yes-deered all over the carpet.
That's us. I'm Darren.
I'm Will.
It was on another network. It's no longer. But it had a real fan base on the internet. And so the producers of the show said, hey, let's take it to YouTube.
So NBC paid for some more shooting for bits that would run on the internet of Nobody's Watching. This is a show about two guys from Ohio who think that the new media world means they can make a sitcom. Only it's kind of a Hollywood version of that notion, a sort of fake reality show. You're going to grow this thing on the internet, let it sort of evolve there a little bit, and then bring it back and put it
exactly.
On. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think you'll see a lot more of that kind of interaction.
Here's a problem. The Nobody's Watching pilot on YouTube looks good. It looks like network TV. And then the short bits that they've added online later, they look better than amateur video. But there's no budget. There's no storyline. And what's completely absent is the goofy, innocent appeal of online TV. It's not the best of both worlds here. It's the mediocrities of both.
Because I love you.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Derek. Is that uncomfortable for you to hear? Because I said it. I love you. There.
I said it again. There it is. I love you. Now they're just falling out of my mouth.
It doesn't look as though NBC will broadcast Nobody's Watching on TV. Maybe the network is afraid of the beg for ridicule title. But if this show doesn't grow online to broadcast, some other one will. Many people are watching less old TV and more online TV. The younger you are, the more likely that is. That's the reason NBC has Beth running something called integrated media.
We've spent a lot of time figuring out how do we extend that user, that viewer experience that starts on television onto the internet.
User, she said, and then viewer.
That user, that viewer experience.
Viewer. I hadn't heard any network types use that, but it is what they're thinking.
We have a very successful television program called Heroes. From the beginning, has been designed in what we call a 360 way.
This thing is really big on TV. It's the highest rated new program on any network for the last 2 years. More than 7 million households are watching.
I can hear rain coming from 40 miles away. I can even hear someone's moods.
There are others out there like you.
So Heroes is based on a comic book, and so there are opportunities for users to go online and see a comic book version of Heroes. So that's really what we see evolving is the way we tell stories.
How many users are you trying to get when you think of programming on your digital channels?
Well, it absolutely is much more targeted. But if you look at something like NBC.com, we're reaching at least 10 million different users who come every month. I mean, that's a sizable audience.
It is sizable. It beats the heck out of NPR.org, for instance, which claims about 6 million visitors a month. But for a TV network owned by one of the world's richest corporations, 10 million a month? A lot of sites doing hugely better are run by people who got their driver's licenses about 20 minutes ago. That's got to be terrifying for the networks. And is this another worry for Beth Comstock? Online competition for NBC TV includes NBC.com. Is it a problem for NBC that the better you get, the better you do, the fewer people there are watching NBC TV?
No, not at all.
Oh, right. dumb.
Ultimately, it's all converging anyway. I mean, that's the world we're planning for, is a world where it all converges.
It all converges. Shows that would never be on network TV 5 years ago do get on the network internet sites today. With online, somebody is watching. So, here is today's best idea in TV. Don't buy the Hollywood version of two nobodies from Ohio who want to make a show. There are real nobodies trying to make a show out there somewhere. Try their energy, get their intensity, and believe you will get the audience. And Beth Comstock says, well, we might.
I mean, it's not, nothing that we've announced at this point, but I think we're looking at all kinds of different models. We have to be conscious of the small media, find a way to embrace that, and we actually believe there's a place for both.
Tomorrow, lunch at the legendary L.A. dealmaker spot, the Chateau Marmont, where we ask a Hollywood producer for the best idea in television.
What kind of question is that? That is an amazing question. Could be worth many, many millions of dollars at the end of the day. What a question.